Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. It's Justin Kane co-hosting with my good buddy Cam Gnass at Ebling and You. And we are here with Mark Chris, who runs the Lansing City Rescue Mission. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
I noticed that Justin interrupted himself. Instead of just saying Cam, he said good buddy. I kind of paid him to say that part of it. But thanks for coming in, Mark. I guess in full disclosure, the City Rescue Mission is about 19 feet 6 inches away from my studio down on the 600 block of East Michigan Avenue. And I love being down there, and I've been down there since 98. So yeah. Obviously no issues there, and we love seeing you.
You got the great metal shark.
We do have the metal shark in the window.
Does he have a name, by the way?
You know what? I don't think anybody's officially named him.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
That's a good one. Maybe we should have a naming contest for him. Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're happy to have you in studio, and I want to talk. There's a lot of things to talk about, obviously, that you guys are doing, not just in terms of the destination on Michigan Avenue, but the point of contact for drop-off and pick-up there, the Maplewood Center. You guys are involved in so many great things, helping people that are either fully down and out, in the middle of being down and out, on the rate of recovery back. What is the biggest thing you're seeing the need for at this time of year? It was really cold today in the last couple of days.
Basically funding and food. This November, December, for pretty much all nonprofits, majority of their income come in a couple months. And so, God will put on people's hearts to help support the ministry and other nonprofits as well. And so funding and food. Our meals, we'll probably provide about 100,000 meals this year. And so we're increasing at about 15% each year for the past 5 years. Hmm. And so we'll probably provide about 100,000 meals.
That is amazing. And is that all out of the Michigan Avenue location?
Or it is. We're actually a licensed restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so we have to meet the same code as restaurants do. And so we're the best deal in town, I guarantee. You get a wonderful meal. You always get something hot. We always have a vegetable, something starchy. We even have a salad bar and a dessert. So you'll get a full meal when you come to the ministry, of rescue. And so we've got a great meal for our guests, something that's going to definitely meet their needs. But we also, of course, provide a lot of beds. And so on Michigan Avenue, our restaurant's there. So we produce all of our meals there. We actually ship our meals to Maplewood Center. Mm. And so our Maplewood Center is a center for women and children. We've got 40 beds there for women and kids right now. But all of our meals are developed on Michigan Avenue, shipped to Maplewood Center. We also have a public dining room. So you get the opportunity to see a lot of our homeless, but also our working poor will come for meals as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Maplewood Center, that's newly opened, recently mm-hmm. opened, I guess, and it's not fully open yet. Talk a little bit about what that is and the opportunities that exist there.
It's been a four-year project, and Lansing has been wonderfully supportive of this project for 4 years. And we bought a school and started raising funds. It's about a $2.5 million project, and we opened the west side in March. And the west half has about 40 beds, and we were fully occupied the first night. We've been full ever since.
Oh, my goodness.
With the idea that we're going to finish the east side, and we're going to have a total of 130 beds when we're finished. And so that should be probably in February. Looking at in a couple months, we'll be fully open. Our office will be moving from Michigan Avenue, so I won't see you all the time.
Oh,
but I'll make an effort to come by and say hi. We're moving the offices
from
Michigan Avenue to Maplewood Center to be able to expand more ministry opportunities on Michigan Avenue, but also more beds for women and kids, too.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing facility. You've driven by. You see the progress that that school made. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they want to know where the next school is. It seems like such a wonderful, kind of big, solid, secure building to do something cool in, and you guys have done something, obviously, amazing with it.
It's been a lot of fun to see it come together. And, we had to change everything from the heating, ventilating, air conditioning to, the electricity and everything else. But it's a good, solid building. And it's still a lot more economical than if we would have built new.
Right.
So 33,000 square feet for 130 beds is pretty economical. And we're really pleased to finally come to closure on this project. We're really excited about it.
I think the default expectation when you think of homeless is that they're just out, especially in the winter months, is that they're just outside freezing, and mm-hmm. and that maybe the knee-jerk reaction is to just drop a coat off or boots. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of that. But there's a bigger need throughout that time of year and in year round. And talk a little bit about the cycles of what your needs are and where they're at right now and how people can help.
Thank you. A lot of people do think, of course, and we're very thankful for the homeless during this cold weather, but currently our needs really aren't worth big, heavy coats right now. Most of our guests have their coats and have their gloves and have their hats, but the need is really food. More people are coming out of the cold to have a place to stay, and so our men's shelter increases pretty dramatically in the wintertime. Our women's and children's shelter actually increases in the summertime, so almost inversely related. And so our needs really have a lot to do with food. And so the more people that come in that we shelter, the more bellies that we also feed. And so that's really our giant need. Also personal needs. We give away a lot of personal needs, things that we kind of take for granted, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo. We give away thousands of packages of personal need items every single year. Many of them to homeless, but many of them to working poor people as well, not just homeless people. And so we're thankful to be able to provide that, but we only provide it because people care enough to give and support us, and we're real thankful for that.
There's the destinations to drop stuff off, but I know there's another program that's around called Pack the Pantry. Talk a little bit about what that is and the opportunities for small businesses or schools or big businesses and,
sure,
and other kind of destinations to be a part of being a, I would call it another destination to get food collected and then to you.
Absolutely. L&L participated back in August for doing an annual event for collecting food at the L&L ShopRite centers and or at the L&L food centers. And we collected a lot of food during that period of time. It was almost for an entire month. So we're real thankful for the outcome and the people that participated. We're also going to do that probably in spring of next year. But in the interim, people are welcome to receive barrels to take to their organization. So maybe it's a church, maybe it's a corporation or a storefront. Maybe their employees want to collect food, non-perishable food items. We'll actually bring the barrel over and then pick them up when it's full. And so it's a great way to participate. You can go to our packthepantry.org website and learn more information to sign up for a barrel.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. And my question, we're with Mark Chris from the City Rescue Mission. Now, I know we're talking a lot about clothes and a lot about food, but there's also a lot of kids that are homeless and not always just homeless, but also need supplies for when they're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my organization, Lunch for the Purpose, helped out with that. Are you looking for more help for that for the coming second semester in school, or is that something that you really need at the beginning of every school year?
Pretty much at the end of the school year and the beginning of the school year, we start collecting in the summertime, mm-hmm, for the backpacks. We gave away about 2,000 backpacks full of supplies, and that's about the number we're hitting almost every year now. It's about 2,000 backpacks with supplies. And, of course, we want to also share the gospel, so we put in gospel tracts to include for the kids. And so we're excited about that, but it's pretty much every year round we're doing something. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, we're collecting food items to support the need for the increased food. Come spring, we start looking at doing the backpacks and the, mm-hmm, supplies and all those items as well. But throughout the year, we're always feeding, and we're also providing personal need items all the time, 24/7. And so our supplies sometimes dwindle. And so that's why right now I think the biggest issue is trying to collect the food. And so Pack the Pantry helps meet our needs. And obviously, it's more economical to receive food than to have to go purchase food. So we want to be good stewards and provide and meet those needs the best way that we can, the most economical way we can as well.
And where the how can people get a hold of you? Where can they go to drop all this food? How can they contact you guys?
Well, you know, they could become, you know, not to push just one social networking organization, but Facebook, we finally hit 500. So we got 500 fans. So it would be nice to hit 600. You can go to Facebook and become a friend. Of course, go to our website, LCRM, LansingCityRescueMission.org, and get information off of our website as well. And you can always call 517-485-0145, see what you can do to help. On our website, you can actually volunteer. You can fill out an application, express what your interest happens to be. A lot of our volunteers, especially this time of year, serving meals. And so every meal, lunch and dinner, we have volunteers help serve those meals. We don't ask you to cook. We don't ask you to wash the dishes, but we do need a lot of help to help serve the meals. And so that's about a half hour to an hour of volunteering. And so we have a need for that both on Michigan Avenue as well as Maplewood Center.
Yeah, I know that a few years ago I actually helped out feeding during Christmas. And, man, it was an amazing feeling to help those people out.
With the year-round need, obviously, of people in this transition, sometimes, you know, like you said, the working, you know, homeless, where they actually have a job, they just don't have a place to go afterwards, and right. and kind of anything in between both of those extremes there. There's other options or other places that they can get this kind of help. What do you know about the number in our community, in Greater Lansing or downtown Lansing, or where are those numbers more concentrated, and how many more options are there for them today than there was 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and are the numbers trending one way or the other right now?
Well, they're certainly trending upward, given the unemployment rate and how consistent that's been. We've seen a lot more working poor people. And as we see the working poor people increase, our meals are increasing. We also see our beds increasing right after that. And so our homeless is increasing at about 15 to 20%. As far as our beds are concerned, let me rephrase that. Our beds are increasing at closer to 20% each year. And so this year we'll probably put mattresses on the floor. We've got 70 beds for men on Michigan Avenue right now, and I expect them all to be full tonight. And we'll probably start putting mattresses on the floor in our chapel. Wow. We'll probably do that for another year before we decide to open up more beds. We hope the trend will go the reverse way. We won't have to open up more beds. So right now, about 70 men and about 45 women and children. So we're housing over 100 women and children and men tonight.
And that's just your facility.
That's
how many other places
facility.
Are there?
There are a number. Town? Another large shelter is Volunteers of America on Lark Street. They probably have about 75 to 80 beds. And we also have Loaves and Fishes, great organization. It's a little more residential. Haven House, a good organization in East Lansing. They house a lot of full families as well.
That's great. Well, Mark Chris from the Lansing City Rescue Mission joining us in studio on Ebling & You. Thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully we feel more people reaching out and helping out when they can.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mark.